rapidly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife, the preferred knives of those who go into harm's way. Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be in French, shall not be in French, shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's going to come to you via your mobile phone, via text. And with this, you can plot out every facet of your day. But what makes them stand out from the rest of the herd, what sets them apart from the rest of them, is what they're going to tell you unbidden, based upon your locale. Because they're going to tell you about the things you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, flash, you know, whatever. They're going to let you know about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Last night, or excuse me, June 2nd, the evening of June 2nd, in Chicago, there was a mass shooting. Now, why haven't we heard about that? Why have we not been informed of that? Well, six people, including two teenagers, aged 14 and 16, were shot in Chicago. In a laundromat. Coming from My Fox, Chicago, Matthew Gills, 33, a construction worker, lives where the shooting occurred. He was at home and heard about 19 shots. He said, "It's too dangerous to let my kids play around in the neighborhood. That's all it is gangs, 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 gangs. I don't even want to be in Chicago because it's too dangerous. I'm trying to move to Texas." Fox News was the only mainstream media outlet that ran the story. I got to ask a question. Do gang-related shootings just not fit in with the agenda? Do mass shootings in Chicago not matter? Do 14 and 16-year-olds in Chicago not matter if they get shot? One of the things this does is it highlights the truth about violence committed with guns in this country, where the overwhelming majority of it is gang-on-gang crime. Now, the way they report it, though, you're led to believe, and this is where, you know, we saw this with the Pew Research study that came out and the Department of Justice statistics. When they were telling us that, you know, violence is down 49% over the last two decades. And at the same time, 56% of America thinks it's on the rise. And that's a problem for us. That's a big problem because they vote. The the way the mainstream media reports it, you would think this is happening in suburbs and middle-class people are doing it and rich kids, and it's happening, you know, in the flyover country. And this is happening in Chicago, where they have the strictest gun law in the country, if not some of it, or if not the old Rahm Emanuel. He plans, if he can't, he's been told he can't ban gun shops, so he's going to regulate them so heavily that it's virtually impossible for them to happen anyway. So how's it happening? How are all these gangs able to get guns when it is completely prohibited, if you're a regular citizen in Chicago, to have one? How's this happening? That also illustrates that the criminal element will find the guns if they want them. This is the anti-gun crowd in the mainstream media. They're not interested in these young people. If they're urban or black or whatever you want to call it, they aren't interested in actually reducing violence. They're only interested in reducing law-abiding gun owners. That's all they're interested in. That's all they want. That's all that's going to be there. Mainstream media. They really do us a very big disservice on a lot of occasions. As a matter of fact, every time they go to press, the way they run, they really do us a disservice. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker from Texas Law Shield. We're going to talk about things happening around there in their neck of the woods and stuff that they're involved in nationally. And I haven't mentioned it in a couple of days, but let me mention it now. We still have battle cops. The battle cop lock and load promo is still happening. This is how you play the game. You go to the Brian Terry Foundation website, make a $100 tax-deductible donation to them. That's going to generate a receipt. When you send me this receipt, you're going to email it to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. When you send me that receipt, send me your address and send me what kind of battle cop you want. They have battle cops that go on AR-15s and AK-47s and 30 caliber types like 300 Blackout, 308. You're going to get a battle cop after your donation, which is virtually free to you because you can deduct it on your taxes. And you're going to be getting something somewhere in the neighborhood, retail-wise, worth between $149 and $249, I believe it is. We still have some left. This is in an effort to get some money for the Brian Terry Foundation. They just got scammed recently by a scam artist, and I don't touch the money. Battle Comp doesn't touch the money. We don't want to touch the money. We just want you to get a Battle Comp, and we want the Brian Terry Foundation to raise some money for Brian Terry's family. Also, now this is going to be big. This is going to be a huge promotion. Ares Armor has put together an AR-15 kit, although the lower is an 80% lower. Somebody's going to have to chisel this thing out to make it run. And this is going to be a joint Gun Owners of America, Lock and Load Radio, Ares Armor, Recoil Magazine, and Mounting Plus Solutions venture. Mounting Plus Solutions is going to donate an optic, thinking it might be an EOTech, but I'm not sure. They only sell quality optics, so it's going to be a quality piece. We'll be talking about that on Friday. That's coming up on Friday. We're going to give out, everything goes live on Friday, but somebody out there is going to win a rifle after they drill out that 80% lower. They're going to have everything else to make it go. Buttstock, tube, buffer spring, upper, complete upper, from Ares Armor. So stay tuned for that one. When we come back, Somebody interviewed a Harvard psychiatrist recently. I think it might have been yesterday, as a matter of fact. We're going to talk about what he had to say about the Holmes, Lanza, Alexis, Loeffner, Rogers of the world, and what you should do. What you should do. This coming from an academic, of all places. That coming up next. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming from Harvard Medical School psychiatry professor Dr. Arthur Berg. And he's characterized as a pro-gun academic, but what he is actually just a pro-stat academic, John Lott. This is all coming out of a New York Post editorial titled, Why Psychiatrists Can't Stop Mass Killings. Dr. Berg says more money for mental health won't stop these mass murderers. T-
to a very large degree, their logic is inescapable, because most of these guys that do this were in psychiatric care before they committed their crime. Elliot Rogers was, Yvonne Lopez, the recent Fort Hood shooter, was, Adam Lanza was, James Holmes was, Song Hu Cho, he was. So this raises, you know, Aaron Alexis was. So here's two important questions. Why didn't the doctors prevent the attacks, and what can be done to stop deranged people from going postal? Now, you already know the answer to the second question. There's nothing you can do to keep people from going postal. But Berg and Lott have a lot to say about why psychiatrists fail to identify real threats. From the editorial, psychiatrists have strong incentives to get the diagnosis right. Besides their own professional pride and desire to help, they have legal obligations to inform authorities of a threat. Families of those killed by Holmes sued a psychiatrist for not recommending that Holmes be confined. Similar legal action may face Rogers psychiatrists. The psychiatric profession is aware that it is very difficult for mental health professionals to accept that a patient could pose a serious violent threat. They tend to deny it themselves. In other words, psychiatrists frequently underestimate threats to safety. The problem is severe enough that a whole academic literature is devoted to it. Explanations include psychiatrists trying to prove their fearlessness and become desensitized to the dangers. It's possible that added training to understand these unusual cases may help improve their diagnosis. Yet it is simply hard to predict these extremely rare outcomes. Monday morning quarterbacking is always easy. What seem like obvious telltale signs in retrospect are not so obvious before the attack, even to the experts. I don't know that these were actually subtle hints. Elliot Rogers, mental health worker, which I don't know if it was a psychiatrist or a social worker, whatever, knew about videos that he posted on YouTube threatening to kill people. But I understand the point that he is describing. We're dealing with doctors, after all, and, you know, hubris happens, incompetence happens, all kinds of things happen. And to be fair, we've never heard about any of the psychiatrists managing to intercept before a spree killing because they forestalled the event, and, of course, because of HIPAA. They continue on, set aside the fact that half of his killings were stabbings. It's just not hard to get guns illegally in this country, especially if you're willing to spend months or years planning your attack, or virtually all of these killers do. There are no cheap or easy answers. If someone poses a true danger to others, why not just lock them up or provide outpatient caregivers to monitor them? No one wants a dangerous person to have a weapon, but our mental health system simply can't be the last line of defense. There are too many mistakes. Potential victims need to be able to defend themselves. The gist of what they're saying is, yes, these people are under psychiatric care, and we try to do everything we can for them. And because of certain things within the system itself, within ourselves as psychiatrists, we miss a lot. And because you miss a lot, then stuff happens. So, for all of you that already have a gun or are carrying a gun in a concealed capacity, permit or constitutionally, whatever, you guys are ahead of the bell curve. What this is basically saying is the chances of catching this, of intercepting this, are minuscule. And basically the only thing you can do is be prepared to fight back if this happens. As in having a gun. as in carrying a gun, as in training to fight with a gun. The odds of this happening around you are very, very, very slim. I don't even know if they're as good as being attacked by a shark in Pennsylvania. But it happens. It has happened. It's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. The only part that they don't address in this, it's sort of, maybe part of the text is not in here. I didn't read the editorial myself. The only part that's not in the text that I wish they had addressed, that I've seen, is this phenomena where a little boy in school gets medicated. Where a little boy in school, because he's a little boy, and little boys are, you know, they're rascals. I had two that were little at one time, now they're grown up, but at one time they were little and they were rascals. Into everything. Curious about everything. Let me take this apart. Why is my car in pieces? I was curious. And then they start medicating them. The teachers don't like the fact that they can't hold their attention. So they have to be medicated. And I've never been under that kind of medication before. I don't know what it feels like to be under that kind of medication. However, I would think that if you're under that kind of medication and it diminishes who you are consciously, if you're sitting there staring at the teacher in a daze, is that what they're looking for? Is that the goal? Is that all they need? But then sometimes some of these kids, if they stay with it long enough, where they stay with that kind of drug protocol, it has been found that the psychotropic drug compounds destroy the frontal hemisphere of the brain, which is where your inhibitions are. So if one of these kids, if somebody cuts them off in the parking lot as after they grow up and something, you like they would near you, you know, we're sitting there thinking, ah, oh, you dirty so-and-so, and we pull down the road. We pull down the lane and find another parking space. These people are liable just to shoot them. I wish I could kill them. Then they just do it. When I was a kid, I don't know of anybody that was medicated in my classrooms. I never heard of that. In the 60s and in the 70s. Never heard of it. Yet somehow between the 60s and the 70s and now, it has become almost the rule of thumb. And yet everybody sits around and goes, how come all these kids are snapping? How come all these young men in their 20s are snapping? Well, let's look at the common threads, maybe. Maybe we can look at that. At the pill culture. Oh, well. Maybe someday they'll get it. We'll find out. We'll see as time goes along. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Fred in Iowa. Yes, sir.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Do you say that psychotropic drugs are responsible for these homicides and suicides?
I'm saying that they are a common thread that we see amongst all these guys that snap and do outrageous things. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we give them to our children, and what are we going to say? Little Johnny, little Susie, you take this pill or you take these drugs, and we may have to kill you later on, but you take the drug. What about when you're in the service, the military? You don't have no choice. You have to take these psychotropic drugs, right?
Well, I never had to take them in the entirety of the time that I was in the military. I know that the whole beginnings of, or I've read, let me rephrase that, I'm about to say I categorically know, I've read that the beginnings of these were for people in combat in Vietnam, because when they were on them, they were much more able to focus and catch details around them out on a patrol.
Yeah, I was in the military 50 years ago. All right. If these young people that join the military are forced and have to take drugs, and they may commit homicides or suicides later on. Other words, if we don't get them killed in war, we'll get you killed when you get out. All right? Isn't that stupid, insane to join the military where you have to take psychotropic drugs? That makes no damn sense whatsoever.
Well,
have a good day, Bill.
To what the caller said, you have a good day too, Fred. Stay safe. To what the caller said, you know, before I was in the military, they were using them. Since I've been in the military with these guys coming back, they're using them again. One thing I haven't heard anybody ask the question to, so I'll ask the question, and I'm not going to get an answer to it, but that's all right. I'll ask the question. What is the difference in the effect of the psychotropic drug when it's introduced to somebody that's 26, 27 years old versus 6 or 7 years old? Does that 20 years, does that enable, is the brain developed to a degree to where it can handle that better? Because I don't hear about any of these guys doing this in their 40s or 50s. There's hate crimes that are, you know, that synagogue shooter. He was in his, what, 70s? There's plenty of mean, evil, ugly people out there willing to do hate crimes and just regular crime, just regular violent crime. But how many, what is the difference? Anybody out there that knows, if you can call me and tell me, what is the difference between somebody being introduced to that kind of thing when they're 6 or 7 years old versus being 26 or 27 years old, like some of these returning PTSD veterans that are being treated and being denied gun rights? I'd be interested to find that out. Now, Tom Bernard, he's a... UC Davis law professor, or excuse me, Tony Bernard, I'm sorry. And I believe it says she wrote in a Psychology Today article, it seems to be satisfied I'd have to arrange my life and the world to conform totally to my liking and then have them stay that way. Channeling I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. That sort of seems like an appropriate theme for many in the gun ban camp following a stabbing, shooting, car ramming spree. This would have gone on had he not been introduced to armed law enforcement, which caused him to run and crash his third weapon, his BMW, into a tree. And at that point, that's when he decided to kill himself. Now, Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown gained his office with the active support of gun owners after getting an A rating and NRA endorsement, then proceeded to reduce the number of concealed carry permits, rescinding those coming up for renewal. Comparing the eligible adult population with the number of permits Brown has allowed to remain active, public areas he oversees are essentially gun-free zones as far as law-abiding citizens are concerned. Now, take and add this to the part where his department was forewarned by the killer's mother that she was concerned that about her son, who, per the LA Times, had been seeing therapists since he was a kid and had been prescribed psychotropic drugs. He started when he was 8. And it turns out that the sheriff's office gave the media bad information when they claimed they were unaware of the disturbing videos that he had posted, and they were forced to admit they dropped the ball. They not only neglected to view those videos before dismissing the mother's concerns, they also evidently neglected to determine that the killer had legally bought 3 handguns in compliance with California law, meaning he'd been through the background checks, 3 separate waiting periods due to the state's 1 gun a month law, and importantly, as far as the investigators were concerned, registration. There was a record of him buying these things. For those who profit from blaming tools of evil, this is sort of inconvenient, because he didn't use demonized items portrayed as assault weapons or high-capacity clips. He complied with the law. In a state rated tops for gun laws by the Brady campaign, there was nothing much else to do short of a total ban, which, of course, is what angry citizen disarmament zealots with self-control issues called for, unmindful of a coordinated effort to hide the end game and work toward it in increments. This makes it problematic for those characterizing further restrictions as common sense gun laws and a good first step. That goal, which was first articulated in 1976 in a New Yorker interview by Nelson Pete Shields, who was the founder of what would become the Brady Campaign. Can you get George to hold on? We're about to come up on the break. George, will you please hold on through the break, please, sir? He stated in the New Yorker interview, the final problem is to make possession of all handguns and all handgun ammunition, except for the military, police, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors, totally illegal. He didn't admit it, he declared it. And he revealed they intend to work it up in bite-sized chunks in small increments. Now what we've got today is somebody out there that, his soul is hurting because his son is dead. And he's, the police dropped the ball. The kid was on psychotropic drugs, been in therapy just about all of his life since the age of 8, telegraphing his intentions, went out, bought guns. All of this, when you buy a gun in California, it's pretty much a public affair because of so many people that look at you. All this stuff happens, and what does he do? He's blaming the guns. He didn't blame Ace Hardware for being able to buy that hammer. He probably didn't blame the Army Navy surplus store for being able to buy that machete. He didn't blame his mother for buying him that BMW, which were all weapons he used as well. And I would like, I know Richard Martinez is, there's a couple of things about him. He was a criminal defense attorney. So you know he pled down gun crime. They just can't, And now the new thing they've come out with, this is how they pivoted on this. They're saying, okay, and they're admitting the truth about it, but this is their solution to it. Okay, so California had all the gun control in the world, and it didn't work. Let's just ban guns. All of them. All of them. That is the most irrational thing I've ever heard. How would you do that? How would you do that? How would you collect them? How would you collect 400 million guns from 100 million plus people? Do you think everybody's just going to be sitting around going, oh, hi, you here for the guns? Here's the basket load. Go ahead and take my safe, too. I don't need it anymore. Yeah, because I just lost a whole lot of money because you just took my guns with no recompense. We'll be right back. George, please hold on. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at AdamsArms.net. Adams Arms. Precision technology for the modern warrior.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about magazines in just a second. Let's talk to George in Texas, though, first. George, thank you very much for taking the time to hold.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, last Thursday night, we had to call the police on our neighbors because the medication he was on was making him see angels and demons, and he was cutting himself and taking the garden hose from the exhaust pipe and running into his car trying to kill himself. His wife is kind of mad at us, but the thing is, he was a danger to himself and others.
You know, I want to quit smoking real bad. And, you know, the drug they recommend for that, if you're going to take a drug to do it, besides the old-fashioned way of just quitting, is Chantix. And whenever there's a Chantix commercial on there, and they give the disclaimer at the end. Have you noticed the drug disclaimers they give at the end of drug commercials on TV now are nearly as long as the drug commercials themselves?
Well, it's just more like saying, for relief of heartburn, you're going to get you get a side effects of diarrhea, abdominal pain, and like, what's the use of taking the drug?
Well, I mean, with Chantix, you know, one of the side effects is you might have suicidal or homicidal thoughts. Now, I'm trying to quit smoking to improve my life. How is that going to improve my life if I either incarcerate myself or kill myself? I just don't. So, you know, I'm trying just to quit it the hard way. I think that we have become such a pill-based medical community. There's a pill for everything. There's a pill for everything. And half the time when they're, you know, if you've got one or two doctors involved in the mix, they'll prescribe you something that doesn't play well with what the other doctor prescribes you. And they ask you which medications you're taking with before they do it. Do you know what your neighbor was, what he was being treated for?
Manic depression.
Manic depression.
And the thing is, he's been, to psychiatric care every time he took a medication was a medication making him suicidal, and you know this has been for five times it's been happening.
See, that's the other thing, when they're given a dosage, right? When they're given a dosage, how do they know what dosage to give? How do they know what drug to give? I'm sure there's certain drugs in a certain dosage that might work with this guy, right? But aren't they sort of just rolling the dice saying, well, let's try this? Isn't that sort of like the shade tree mechanic who says, car won't run? Let's start by replacing this. Oh, that didn't work. That must not have been a problem. Let's replace this. How many times can a human being go through those attempts to see, well, what works?
Well, I got one more question. And
yes,
the thing
sir.
Is, you know, like the VA, if you're on these psychotropic drugs, they're going to try to take your guns. But if you're on law enforcement who are on these SSRIs, they don't take them off the force, and I'm worried about, like, this baby in Atlanta that was burned to death.
With the flashbang.
With the flashbang.
Yeah. Police, first of all, I believe the hugest majority of police are good people. That's item number one. Item number two, because they're good people, they have the highest incidence of, alcoholism. It's been found in a Texas study. In Texas, you're in Texas. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence did a study on your state one time looking at concealed carry holders. And what they found is that the police in Texas versus the concealed carry holders in Texas have a higher incidence of alcoholism and domestic abuse than the concealed carry permit holder, which I found that to be very interesting. And, they operate in a very stressful environment, which is probably, you know, if they're on a 10-hour shift, it's probably 9.5 hours of abject boredom and 30 minutes of sheer terror. I don't know how you turn that off and on again, over and over again, day in and day out. I just don't. So I understand why they would be the way they are, but your point is well taken.
Well, the thing is, we have a deputy that's newly hired. He came out of the Houston Police Force, and reason he loves it out here for the reason is he got tired of the all the propaganda that was being fed and the orders he said he would have to do it out here. He don't have to act that way.
Well, he's probably a good guy. He's probably going to be a very good peace officer, which is what they're supposed to be, officers.
Basically, he basically says, if I leave people alone and just try to keep the peace, I do well. Because he likes to help people. He don't want to take him to jail.
Stops and sees somebody with his flat tire, helps him change the flat, puts his car behind him so nobody runs him down while they're changing the tire on the road, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, you guys have got a good man there, and it's good. Which part of Texas are you in?
I'm in Brazoria County.
Okay.
Well, the police haven't been trained by the Anti-Defamation League here yet, so. But like I say, I never had any problem with the police around here, so.
I haven't either, and I think it really depends on where you are. I'm sure in the bigger municipalities like Houston and Dallas, they probably don't have the kind of relationship with their local law enforcement that, say, you do.
Well, I love the country, so, you know, I don't like the city too much.
I like the city in small doses, but I like a quick escape route.
Well, did you hear about in Houston, the Houston mayor said that men and women can use any bathroom they wanted, if it's the men's room or the ladies' room? I wonder how the police are going to enforce that.
Yeah, that's... I could see where that could create a problem or two down the road.
I mean, I'm not going to go use the ladies' room. I don't want to. I have no business. You know, that's their privacy.
Yes.
But, you know, for this homosexual agenda, I just really think the police are going to have a really hard time trying to force it, and I think they're going to feel the blowback.
Well, and that's the thing. Whenever they create a bunch of laws that are absurd, how do you enforce absurd law? How from which side? You know, the law is supposed to be law. The law is supposed to be blind. Equal justice under the law. But equal protection under the law. But how do you do it when you keep introducing all these variables into it that it was never meant to address? But, you know, that's another story. That's another day.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. In this argument that they're pushing now, okay, so gun control doesn't work. Let's ban them all. Doesn't that sort of run? Yes, it does harken back to the days of Pete Shields, because that's exactly what he intended for it to do. But that is not what they've been saying now lately, isn't it? Michael Bloomberg's not against the Second Amendment. Neither is Shannon Watts. But let's ban them all together. That came out of the L.A. Times, which sort of unintentionally exposed the no one wants to take your guns talking point lie, which is used all the time and makes me and you out to be paranoid, who points out that that's exactly what they want to do in the first place. They sort of knock that aside. You know, that's fine. Accompanying such demands, you know, normally when they make these statements, we become inadequately endowed primitives or murderers and haters. We sin against the collective with our selfish insistence on placing personal and family protection above demands to get rid of guns. So, in order to get things back on the incremental gains track in California is a proposal for a gun violence restraining order, which we talked about yesterday. Introduced and backed by longtime doctrinaire gun-grabbing politicians. It ignores the fact that they already have the 5150 involuntary psychiatric hold law the Sheriff's Department, among its other decisions, chose not to invoke. They don't need another law on top of this. If somebody's out there, if they're like George's neighbor, seeing angels while they're trying to suck on the tailpipe, they can be picked up in California under the 5150. It also runs counter to the concept of requiring due process before depriving citizens of their rights. CNN reported the proposed law would create a system where family members, friends, and intimate partners could call police to intervene with troubled loved ones. So if I'm sitting there, and I own guns in California, and my favorite New England Patriots lose a football game, and I kick the TV... I'm disturbed. Let's call the police, loved ones. Let's flip into the next hour. Coming up next from Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield, Michelle Byington, Edwin Walker will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.